the religions of man, Buddhist, Hindu, Roman Catholicism, evangelical, are a stench in the nostrils of a holy God. What is not a stench in the nostrils of a holy God? Truth, righteousness, goodness, spirit and truth worship, obedience unto God. Paul talks about it in Romans 6. In Romans 6, Paul says, obedience unto life, sin unto death. That's what's wrong with the American church systems. It's sin to death. It's disobedience against the holy God. It's trampling the blood of Jesus Christ. How do you trample the blood of Jesus? You just believe in it, but you don't follow and obey, come out of the world and come out of every corrupt way. That's like the police telling you, amen, test yourself, ma'am, come out of the world. That's like the police telling you, stop speeding, and you keep speeding. You think you're going to get any type of grace from the judge who knows you keep trampling the law. You keep trampling the grace of God. You have absolutely no hope of eternal life to come. Don't trample the grace of God. Don't walk in sin and worldliness. Jesus said in Mark 7, just told a man this, if you keep man-made traditions, you worship God in vain, neighbor. Jesus said it. Worshiping God in vain by your man-made traditions. It's loving to tell you the truth. It's loving to call you out of every false way. It's loving to call out the popes and the priests and the modern pastors that are full of sin, iniquity, and unrighteousness and false traditions. They cannot save you. They cannot add to your salvation. No one's going to enter the kingdom of God following the culture and man-invented Christianity or any other religion. What will bring you salvation? What brings salvation is the shed blood of Jesus, his death, burial, and resurrection for the newness of life. Repentance to him. Repentance, metanoia, change your mind. Change your ways, neighbor. Has your heart been changed to where you change your mind and change your ways? Change your ways. Judgment's coming, neighbor. Judgment is coming against all the children of disobedience. And unless you repent and seek the kingdom of God, there is no hope, neighbors. Turn, forsake your sin, be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you can know the perfect will of God. Jesus is no liar. Paul is no liar. Paul talked about in Acts 17, God calls men everywhere to repent. That's even the churchianity in America must repent. Thank you for your service, officers. We appreciate you. God calls men everywhere to repent. Have you changed your mind and changed your ways? Have you repented from every false way? More importantly, who's the trolley? It's yours. More importantly, neighbors, have you been transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you can know what is the perfect will of God? I keep saying that. What is the will of God? The will of God is that you live for Christ. Once again, for the second day in a row, the Roman Catholic Church calls the police on peaceful people preaching Jesus Christ and the truth. Did you know the Roman Catholic faith sold forgiveness of sin to build St. Peter's Basilica? Did you know that? Let me say it again. The Roman Catholic Church sold forgiveness of sin to build St. Peter's Basilica. How much more corrupt can a man-made religion be that sells the forgiveness of sin to build St. Peter's Basilica? How much more corrupt can you be than that? Can you tell us the gospel?
Sure.
What is it, sir? Be complete. You know, here, there's a bunch of homeless guys here, beggars. Pretend like you're witness to a guy in the gutter. He knows nothing. How does he find eternal life?
Through the sacred scriptures. Genesis, original sin, separation from God.
Okay.
John 3:16. Fallen man, we have Christ died for our sins.
Okay.
Death, burial, and resurrection.
Okay.
We have to repent and trust Christ as Lord and Savior.
Can I stop you there? Repentance, what does that mean, sir?
A change of heart towards sin, turning away from sin, turning to God.
What's sin, sir?
Sin is breaking God's laws.
What is breaking God's law when you look around today?
Ten Commandments.
And is it a lot more than that?
Yes.
In the New Testament, there's 1,000 commandments, over 1,000. So would you say the culture breaks God's commandments all the time?
Of course.
Okay. So keep going in the gospel, and we'll get back to that. So by faith in Jesus, shed blood, repentance. What else, sir?
You have to repent and trust Christ as Lord and Savior.
Okay. Anything else? That's it?
Nope. Saved by grace. Faith, Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace you save through faith, not of works.
So I agree with Ephesians 2:8-9, but there's more to the gospel than that. Can I help you?
What do you say? What more is there?
Can I help you? My young brother is going to help you. He knows the gospel as well as I do. Brother, what's he missing?
A big part is repenting, coming out of the world, being separate, losing your life for Christ, losing what you want to do.
Here, one second, because we just said the world and the culture is sinful. So if we don't come out of the world, sports, politics, entertainment, movies,
music.
You have
to be born again. The living God
now,
comes
now
inside
he just
of
said
you.
It. Yeah, so now, so you didn't say that before, so we're getting
well,
there.
Well, born again.
Yeah, so now, so by faith, repentance, you must be born again. And then, brother, what's the fruit you're born again?
The fruits of being born again is holiness, obedience to the word of God, truth, righteousness.
Right. He internalizes the law by his presence.
Right.
It's obedience.
Can I take a picture of your shirt, sir? Your shirt, could I?
It's obedience.
Thank you.
Right. Internal.
Thank you, sir.
He changes us.
The path of the just is as a shining light, shineth more and more unto the perfect.
Conforming to the image of Christ every day.
To the image of his son.
Right.
So fruit of being born again is holiness. And obedience to the scriptures, not the culture, and I'm going to add in, not the church systems. The church systems are lying and is every bit as guilty as the culture of compromising God's truth.
Local Bible-believing bodies.
No, I don't reject local Bible-believing bodies. What I reject today is what I see, and we'll get back to that, but let's finish the gospel. There's one more part of the gospel. Are you guys married?
We are.
Okay. Do you have to endure in that?
Marriage?
Endure.
What do you mean?
You have to endure. How long have you been married?
34 plus
You've
years.
Endured a long time.
It's not endurance, it's joy. She's
but you still have to endure in it, brother. Does the Bible
Maybe
tell us?
You do in your marriage.
Oh, no. No, the Bible says endure. No, that's not right, sir. You know why? My wife is a joy, but every day I endure, meaning I get up, I'm faithful, I love her, I protect her.
I didn't say it's a hassle.
I said it's an endurance. What did Jesus say we must do, brother?
He that endures unto the end shall be saved.
Right.
Persevere. So we must have endurance. So that's.
I agree. If you're born again, you will persevere.
So we helped
on
well,
into eternity.
But wait a minute. That's not true because you can fall away from your marriage and destroy it, and so can
you
she.
You believe you can lose your salvation?
Absolutely. Jesus said, that's one saved,
no
always
way.
Saved.
No.
Jesus went so far as to say, if you don't forgive your brother, you won't be forgiven.
If you're
can
truly
you explain
saved,
that one?
You explain the thief on the cross that he forgave.
What about the thief on the cross?
He repented.
Right.
And
he let me walk with the walk
you
through.
You can't lose your salvation.
Oh, you can, sir.
No, you can't.
Hebrews 10:26 says, "If you willfully sin, there's no sacrifice for your sin."
I would say that person was never
Paul
born
says
again.
No. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, you have the hope of
I'm
eternal
not
life.
I'm not going to agree with you on that.
You don't agree with scripture?
I agree with scripture.
1 Corinthians
You're
15.
Misinterpreting.
No. There's only one interpretation per Peter. Paul says, "If you believed and hold fast to what you believe, lest you believed in vain."
A true
Colossians
will
1.
Persevere. Jesus said, I will never leave you or forsake you.
No.
I will never leave you.
Jesus won't leave his true people. His true people can leave him. Demas.
I used to believe that.
Demas loved the world and fell away. How do you
he
say that?
He wasn't saved.
That's not true.
No, he wasn't
James
saved.
Says, hold on, let me help you, sir. James says.
I know the scriptures. I have
no,
to go.
Sir, you
I
don't.
Work for
You're
Billy
twisted.
Billy Graham evangelist.
Oh, Billy Graham was a false teacher.
Thank you for telling
Billy Graham
me that.
Was a
goodbye.
Total false
goodbye,
teacher,
goodbye,
sir.
Goodbye.
James 5 says, brethren, if any of you do error from the truth and you turn him from his sin, you've saved a soul from death. Right there, that proves that man wrong. James 5, any of you, brethren, do error from the truth. Look at, he's throwing the gospel card away. Judgment will be upon him. If any of you do error from the truth and you turn that man, you save a soul from death. That shows you that you can fall away into sin and lose your salvation. Calvinism, once saved, always saved, is a damnable doctrine of demons. It is sin before a holy God. It will not stand on judgment day. We love our neighbors enough to call it out, to tell the truth, because we don't want you to be lost in dead, corrupt, man-made religion. Whether it's Roman Catholicism, Evangelicalism, Easy Believism, Mormonism, Jehovah Witnessism, Evangelicalism, non-denominationalism. Folks, the Catholic Church is deceiving you. Mary doesn't hear your prayers. The popes and the priests are lying to you. You cannot find eternal life as you live in false ways, sin, and error. Test yourself, neighbors. Open the Holy Scriptures. Be made new. Be transformed.
Oh, okay. And then if we follow in obedience, we continue that until the end. This is my husband.
How you doing, sir?
Hey, how you doing?
Nice to see you.
Oh, sorry.
You got so much stuff. Nice to see you, sir. Do you know, my wife's going over, do you know the path
to eternal life? Yeah, she's going over.
Yeah. So, have you fully, you know, we had to repent and come out of the world.
Right.
We used to be in a man-made religion like Lutheranism and Evangelicalism. You might have heard me calling out the Roman Catholics. This is a total corrupt cult. They've got a giant picture of Mary up there, and they call her the Queen of the Universe. The Bible never calls Mary the Queen of the Universe. So I would encourage you, if you go to a church system, to test everything. We have a 10-point test on our website because we had to learn this ourselves. Mm-hmm. And when you test everything to the Word of God, when you find one willful sin. Have you ever worked for a company?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I have a question. If you worked for a company, and what if you were the boss? And what if you had a guy running the cash register? Mm-hmm. Okay? And if you had a guy running the cash register, and what if he began to steal money?
Right.
What would happen to him?
He'd probably get fired.
One sin, one rule breaking. Mm-hmm. So look at your church. That's you, an earthly judge or boss.
Yeah.
You think God's standard is a lot higher?
Yeah, so yeah.
So how many sins did it take, sir, for Adam and Eve to get thrown out of the garden?
Well, one.
So how many will it take for you, unrepented sin, to get thrown out of the kingdom of God?
One?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh. So if your church system practices one lie and they won't repent of it and you unite to them, are you united to sin?
Right, I see what you're saying. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So that 10-point test is there to help you. If you're a seeker, the Word of God will go deep in you and you'll seek the truth and you'll want help. If you're not, if you don't have ears to hear, last thing, John 8. Jesus was talking to the religious people, and he said, you can't hear God's word. You know why he told him this? I say this all the time. People look at me and say, you're mean-spirited. You know why, he said? He said, your father is Satan. I'm not saying this to you, because I don't know if you're listening.
Right,
he said, your father is Satan, because you won't hear the word of God. So what I do is I just extrapolate that truth, and what I say is, if you don't hear God's word and follow it, you're a child of Satan. Because if Satan's your father, you're a child of Satan.
Yes.
And this is beautiful because, brother, tell them about the two kingdoms.
Well, yeah, there's only two kingdoms. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of Satan.
Right.
This, the culture, the kingdom of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And the kingdom of God is in his people. And the kingdom of God is coming back. He's going to wipe out all unrighteousness, all evil. He's going to wipe out Satan's kingdom. So which kingdom are you living for now? Because the Lord will only accept those who are living for his kingdom now, the kingdom to come, right? We have the hope of eternal life.
Yeah.
But if we still love this kingdom, Satan's kingdom, the world, James 4:4 says a friend of the world is the enemy of God. So you have to lose your life in this life, in this kingdom. Find it in Jesus Christ, in his kingdom. Look forward toward the next kingdom. Preach the kingdom of God to come. Not hold on to this world. Because if you hold on to this world, if it comes down to it, if you're willing to die for Christ, if you've let go of everything in this life, you'll be able to die for Christ because you won't have anything here. But if you're still holding on to something here, you love this, you can't serve two masters. So.
Well, listen, I got to head out because my family went by and tapped me on the shoulder.
Well, yeah, I care about
now I don't know
you.
Where they went to.
Thanks for stopping by to talk.
Yeah, reach out if you have some questions.